Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When you hear that guitar riff, you know only one man can live up to it. That's our friend, Mr. Barry Svrluga. You can talk to Barry about anything. You can read his columns in the Washington Post. He can cover any sport there is. But we start with the diamond. We talk baseball here, Barry. How are you, buddy?
Great, guys. Hope you're doing well.
We're good, man. And thank you for making time.
Appreciate you.
I want to start here, okay? What do we make of the Nats finally getting their TV rights? I know it's a year away, but this is a huge, huge deal. And how significant can all of this change things?
Well, it's significant on a couple of fronts. It's significant if the Lerners decide to keep the team, which Mark Lerner told me that was their intention when I met with him at spring training last month, because instead of spending the last decade fighting in court with the Orioles about what their appropriate amount in rights fees would be for Masson, they will have the right to take those broadcast rights to market and get a quantifiable stream of revenue. The unfortunate part, before we get to the possibility of what happens if they sell the team, is that this is all happening. They finally get their rights after 20 years of not having them at a time when the model that made those rights a huge revenue stream for a baseball team has fallen apart, that people don't are largely streaming. They don't charge as much. I'm sorry, the cable money is not as lucrative as it once was. I mean, even in the bad deal, the bad Masson deal, the Nats were getting $60 or $70 million annually in revenue from that deal, even when they didn't control it. I was told yesterday that if they took the rights to market in 2026, they're not going to match that number. They're likely to be folded into what Rob Manfred would like to do headed into 2028, which is to take as many clubs' rights as he can to market as a bundled package and sell a more national television package like the NFL has, rather than relying on local cable rights that have largely dried up. So that's a really long, convoluted way of saying that this is a massive, massive development for the Nationals, who haven't had their rights and have been alone among MLB teams and not having their rights since the time they came into existence in 2005. But the timing of it makes it not as lucrative as it might have been, you know, 5, 7, 8, 10 years ago.
So it's a lot to process with it.
Yeah, but still having it and somebody else not earning money from it makes it beneficial, right?
For sure. And yeah. Brian, that gets us to the next part, which is if the Lerners do eventually put the team back for sale, or if they get an offer from someone, be it Ted Leonsis or somebody else, that matches the price that they would find acceptable, even if they're not like officially on the market, the person or group that is making that offer now knows what they can expect from those rights. Either the Lerners would put into place a deal selling them somewhere. Monumental Sports obviously comes up as a potential suitor because they need programming over the course of the summer. That makes a lot of sense. And if you're Ted Leonsis, obviously the head of Monumental Sports and Entertainment, which owns Monumental Sports Network, who has been a suitor for the Nats in the past, you know, it becomes attractive to have the arrangement that he has with the Capitals and the Wizards, which is he owns the teams, he owns the networks, he doesn't have to pay himself to broadcast his own games. You're completely right that having it be a known and not an unknown is advantageous and way better, whether the learners want to keep or sell. It's just kind of underwhelming that when they put it back on the market, you envisioned this kind of like big, massive influx of cash. Mm-hmm. And if they sell it in the traditional way, it won't be the same as high a dollar figure as it once would have been.
Dude, Barry, two guys you don't have to tell about the demise of the RSN industry are me and Beeman.
Wow. Yeah, good call.
We are talking with our friend Barry Svrluga from the Washington Post. Give him a follow at Barry Svrluga. Barry, of course, joining us via the Rood guest hotline. Rood is the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. The biggest problem for Manfred and MLB trying to take this national rights package is you're never going to get the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, or the Mets, right? Maybe the Cubs, too.
That's the outlier, is that the NFL works and they don't have to generate as much local income because you're taking every single game to a number of outlets that are competing against each other to get a piece of that pie. There's no local television package. Baseball and is the opposite because they have so much inventory. Nobody is going to watch all the games nationally in the way that we do with the NFL, which is a much more event-oriented schedule. It's not, you know, the rhythm of a baseball summer is it's your programming every night. The rhythm of an NFL season is it's a crescendo at the end of the week, and you have this 3-hour
build up
package that you're broadcasting. So you're right, JP, in that it's in Manfred's interest to get as many clubs as possible, and maybe that number is 25 with the five exceptions that you mentioned. But by the nature of doing that, you're without your most attractive brands, the ones that would bring the most money for everyone in the Yankees, Dodgers, Mets, Cubs, and who was the other one?
Red Sox or something.
Red Sox. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly right. So there is, that doesn't mean it's not the best option for baseball at this time as the cord cutting continues, but it's not the complete package that, say, the NFL has to sell to Fox and NBC and Amazon and all the rest.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch it unfold. What do you think a year from now the chances are we're getting ready for Leonsis to own the Nationals? You can talk about it openly because he has said he wants to buy them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can, that hasn't changed. And just in the course of reporting this stuff over the winter, I mean, he said first publicly on the Junkies last spring/early summer, and then later that day to me that he expected to make an offer after the season, that was when it made the most sense to do that. And he's been in the game. He knows what the learners would take. So I expected that to happen this winter. I was told it didn't, and it didn't because Ted has a real relationship with Mark Lerner. Mark Lerner is a minority partner in Monumental Sports, and his sense was that this was not the time. Part of why this was not the time to do this was because Masson was getting resolved. The learners are also getting some other ducks in a row. They're working on selling naming rights for Nationals Park, which has been a dormant revenue stream since it opened in 2008. They've gotten $0 over that time from naming rights in a world where the Mets get $20 million.
What? Yeah, dude.
They walked right to the precipice with a couple of companies a couple of times, and the learners are famous for only doing deals on their terms. And I don't know the specifics, but they collapsed at the last minute. Ownership can only look at themselves and say, we're the reasons that we have $0 in revenue when the Braves are getting $10 million a year and the Mets are getting $20 million a year. That's their choice. But if they get that done, if they get a jersey patch done, you know, it's now they're the only team in Major League Baseball that has neither a naming rights on their ballpark or a jersey patch deal. They're just leaving revenue on the table. If you get those deals in place now with Masson solved and the prospect of a new owner, either having a better deal in place or getting the chance to sell their own rights, it could become a more attractive property to put on the market for the learners, that it might yield a price that they're more willing to accept.
That's crazy.
The phrase cutting off your nose to spite your face comes to mind.
How many years has that stadium been there?
It opened in 2008. So we're now entering the 17th season, I think.
And you can average probably, what, 10, 15 million a year off of the naming right?
Say it's $8 million bucks, Brian. Say for whatever reason it's less than what the Braves make off of Truist Park, because the market here is different or whatever. Eight times 17 ain't nothing, right? Like that's more than $100 million of revenue that you've left on the table. So, again, that's their choice. Only they know the reason that those deals collapsed at the last minute. There's not a small number of entities in Washington that should be interested in putting their name on a ballpark like that. I mean, you, there's government contractors, big industry, and, Marriott or something like that. I'm not saying it's going to be Marriott Park. I'm just saying it's not like we live in Kansas and there's no local brands that wouldn't want to be affiliated with a Major League Baseball team. It seems like there should be a robust market for that naming rights.
Yeah, especially a stadium that is generally well-liked and a team. Mm-hmm. One thing I find most interesting, I think the Nats are on the upswing. Like, I think you could probably buy low for a team that might have... Now, they got to start spending at some point again. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know that will happen, but... You could be buying low for naming rights where you get some October baseball out of it 2-3 years from now.
Well, I mean, the other side of that table, that bargaining table, is the Lerner family, which isn't interested in you buying low because they'll take zero rather than your low. So they have whatever their number is in mind, but that has been proven over time that they're not going to take less than what they think it's worth. I would also say, as part of this, like, if you're thinking of a world in which the team goes back on the market in the future, we've talked about Masson getting solved. We've talked about naming rights. We've talked about a jersey patch. You would think that if the team on the field is a better product and they're back into the playoffs, or at least the playoff chase like they were annually from 2012 to 2019, that you'd have a number of data points, because attendance would follow once the team starts winning, to make it more attractive to a potential suitor, whether that's, Ted Lerner or someone else.
Mm-hmm. That's well, and what the price would go up, right? Like, oh, look at how much more revenue we all of a sudden.
Well, and if they win.
So we have reported that Leonsis bid more than $2 billion in the initial round, which goes back to 2022, and that was rejected. I don't know how much more than $2 billion, but the Mets were sold to Steve Cohen a couple of years before that for $2.35 billion. It's my understanding that while it makes no sense to me that the Nationals would be worth more than the Mets, which has a fan base that just by the nature of the city is much, 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 much larger, and also has a TV deal that, with their own SNY network that makes them money, as well as a naming rights deal that makes them $20 million a year. It's my understanding that the Lerners want more than $2.35 million, and I was told yesterday significantly more than that. So
$2.35 billion.
Yeah. Billion, yes. $2.35 million is a little low. Yeah, billion with a B. Again, in a world where they're comfortable setting their price and not budging unless they get it, it's just not a typical, like, hey, I'll see what the market yields and just go with the highest bidder. It's we have this number in mind, whatever that number is, and if it's, if it's X minus one, please don't come to us with that offer.
I think if you're not winning, if you're like you say, well, I got my price, and the team, you don't invest money into it, and they start losing, that price falls. It doesn't go up. So yeah, I don't understand that concept.
Well, and I'm not saying I understand it, Brian. I'm saying this is what it is, and trying to explain how they have conducted business over time. I mean, this is, you know, we all know they won the World Series in 2019. That capped off a long run of like really relevant baseball every September, even in the years when they didn't make the playoffs. And it was kind of the cherry on top of the sundae. The five seasons that have been completed since then, they have lost more games than any team in baseball. That's largely because they did the right thing and traded off players at a time when they really need to rebuild. But that rebuild, by their own admission, it's wearing on people. It has to end. And so I thought they should have spent this offseason. You could get back to being in a more attractive situation on the field if these guys that we've identified as the core going forward not only perform this year but improve on last year, improve in consistency, improve in the standings in terms of coming off back-to-back 71 and 91 seasons. And then if that core or a certain number, you know, five out of six of those guys do take big steps forward, then it's almost impossible to argue next winter isn't the time to make a significant addition, because you'll have solved mass and maybe you'll have new revenue coming in from naming rights and jersey patch and all that kind of stuff. Maybe more people will go to the ballpark. They will have to jump at that point or it will be malpractice. They did it in the past with Jason Worth. They did it in the past with Max Scherzer. They did it in the past even with Patrick Corbin, who before he was terrible was really an essential part of that World Series team. It's now post-pandemic. It's post all this losing. It's post-rebuild. They're going to have to run it back to win back any sort of the fan base that is tired of the recent losing over five seasons.
It's going to be really – dude, here's my biggest question, Barry. They were for sale 2 years ago. Like, what happened then that has changed now? Like, when I talk to really rich people and really rich people that work with other really rich people, is when you have a family business and the patriarch passes, right? Like what happened with the Lerners, a lot of times there's unease there and some people want to sell and some people don't. And if that gets down another generation, it gets sold unless one person consolidates everything. Has anybody consolidated within the Lerner family? Like, has a brother bought a sister out or something?
No, they all have. So the Ted Lerner had Mark, his only son, and two daughters. And the daughter's husbands, Mark's brothers-in-law, also have votes, as does Mark's wife. And Annette Lerner, Ted's surviving wife. So you're correct in that I always call Ted Lerner their North Star. I mean, it's when you listen to them talk about him, it was with like a lot of reverence, and it's understood because he became a billionaire, not because he handed him $1 billion, but because he built it dollar by dollar and building by building from scratch. It was really initially taking a loan from his wife to buy his first property. So he was a self-made person, and there was a lot to admire there. My understanding of how the Lerner family thinks now is that there isn't always accord. And in fact, accord is less likely to be found than some sort of disagreement. Mark Lerner has always presented as the biggest fan, enjoying owning the team most. But you can also understand a world where they're used to making a certain amount of money, a certain profit margin in their other businesses, most of which is commercial real estate. And you could be uncomfortable with a business, and sports franchises are mostly like this. Like day to day, they don't make a huge profit. You're increasing the valuation of the franchise, and that's where you cash in. So when I asked Mark what changed after 2022, when he talked to me at spring training last month, he was like, look, we've put too much into this. We actually think the direction of the franchise is exciting again. He did not say we didn't get our price. The truth is they didn't get their price. And I'm not saying he's lying about the other stuff. I'm just saying, like, if somebody had offered whatever that X is that they would have accepted, they would have sold the team. And now they're kind of retrenching, trying to, get things back on track, both on the field and with revenue streams, and whether they actively and aggressively take it back on the market with a big announcement like they did before, I'm not sure. But I think they get it to a point where they definitely would be listening to people who come closer to the number that they had in mind.
That's it's going to be really interesting, man. What do you think of the Debo trade? I got to let you go, but I wanted to ask you that.
I like it. I mean, if he's healthy, I'm just fascinated to see how Cliff will use him. He's got to stay healthy and be in shape. But for a fifth rounder, I think it's a no-brainer.
Yep. I'm with you. Thank you, Barry. Appreciate
Barry,
it, man.
Cool, brother.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right.
That's our guy, Barry Svrluga. Give him a follow at Barry Svrluga, S-V-R-L-U-G-A. Barry joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Now, we got to talk about somebody else that knows what they're talking about. It's not just Barry Svrluga. It's also Paul Henry. Paul Henry is a friend of the program. Paul Henry has helped my house stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. He's helped Beamish's house stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. He basically built me a whole new room. That's the kind of work you can get with Paul Henry. They can change your home for the better, lower your electric bills, and all month long, you get 10% off windows with a 5-window minimum and 10% off doors at Paul Henry's window installation.
Well, like the learners, they was trying to wait for the price that they like. You know, Paul comes in and he offered the price that you're going to like to make sure you go and do things. He came in and did my windows, and they were way better than everybody else's prices. Paul did a great job with that, so I want to call him back to get the garage doors. Got other doors in my detached garage, and he did a great job. You know, I used to have the draftiness. Don't have any of that anymore because he came in and made it, got it done right the first time. So call Paul right now to receive 10% off windows with the 5-window minimum and 10% off doors. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finney sent you. PaulHenryWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Per rap sheet, while the assumption has been that Davante Adams wants to play with Aaron Rodgers, and historically that's been the plan, my understanding is the pull of being on the West Coast is very real.
Okay. So where he's going to go? Rams?
What if he goes back to the Raiders?
I said that already, but I don't think he's going back to the Raiders. I think he left them high and dry, just stopped playing for him. He got healthy as soon as Aaron got to get him to come to New York. I think Rams might be a good one.
Rams.
Imagine him and Puka Nacua. totally different, but both effective.
Totally. And I think Sean can handle all the stuff.
If he wants to be back on the West Coast, then yeah.
I mean, let's just run through what we'll count the Pacific time zone as West Coast. If you want Rodgers, I don't think Rodgers is the plan in Seattle. What is Seattle doing? What's Geno's situation?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of an interesting little wild card there.
Mm-hmm.
Here, this would be the last year of a deal for Geno. Have we talked enough about? I just looked this up. Have we had enough conversations about the Seattle quarterback situation?
No. I don't think it was relevant to us.
That's true. It kind of isn't.
Yeah.
But like, as you get into this free agency world and you're trying to figure out what may or may not happen.
How much is on this last year?
So this is the last year of his deal. Right now, the Seahawks have Geno Smith, Sam Howell, and Jaren Hall, who's an undrafted guy at the end of the bench there. Geno has a $0 guaranteed salary, a cap number of $44.5 million.
Mm.
That is high. Yeah. And if they were to release Geno, they would take a dead money hit, but they would save $31 million in the cap.
Yeah, Geno might be in trouble, but I think they need to find somebody else to play quarterback.
Yeah, that all of a sudden is a possibility I hadn't even thought of.
But, you know, just like the guy told you the other day, you're now in a position to where you don't think about that because your quarterback is good.
Oh, it's fantastic.
So you wouldn't think about it.
Apparently, the Seahawks want to get a deal done with Geno. Let's see if we can book Drab T-shirt at some point, talk a little Seahawks football, a little Geno Smith. What if Rodgers goes there? Team's kind of good.
I mean, you will see.
I don't know if Rodgers is good anymore, though. It's weird. I
mean, the thing about him, like last year, he'll have a good game, and then the next game, he wasn't there. You don't see him with 100 and some yard passing games. He had those this year.
Trying to figure that out is, God, it's so pleasant to be off the quarterback roulette train. Like, where does Darnold go? I just think there's going to be a lot more moves coming in the next 5-6 days.
Yeah, that's the way it happens. But my whole thing, I don't have to worry about it like I used to.
Nah, feels so different.
The quarterback position to me is out of sight, out of mind at this point.
Have you heard?
Unless they're coming to the NFC East, I don't care.
Have you heard what Howie Roseman said to Todd McShay about winning Super Bowls?
I would like to know.
Howie Roseman, I think at this point, it's pretty easy to suggest Howie Roseman is the best GM in football. They've won 2 Super Bowls in the last, 7 years. He's completely retooled. It's different coaches, different quarterbacks.
I understand.
What GM would you think is better than Howie right now?
But the other one been to 5 Super Bowls. They won 3 of them in Kansas City. You still got to put them there.
Yeah,
Howie has done some good stuff.
I kind of equate that more with Andy, but
yeah, but it ain't just Andy. Andy, one thing he works with people.
But haven't they also had a change there? Am I crazy?
They've changed a lot of stuff. They changed the first rounders and they changed their.
No, I'm saying I thought they changed the GM.
The GM?
Mm-hmm. I'll see if I can look that up. But from the first Super Bowl to now. Yeah, I think it has been Veach the whole time. The difference to me between Kansas City and Philly is Kansas City's had consistent stability. Everything has changed in Philly, been torn up. Torn down, rebuilt, and they've continued to compete at just a super high level.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, Howie Roseman just won his 2nd Super Bowl, and he said to Todd McShay, The first one is almost like having sex for the first time. You're just so happy you had sex. It's not even the quality of it. The second time, it's like I can almost have fun and enjoy this.
He took it there.
That's what he said, dude.
I don't know what kind of sex he having, but I don't mind, Gray. He'd be in 100 times, 1,000 times still, Gray. You don't lose that excitement. And if you do, you're weird.
Certainly, perhaps a second time, you've learned something from the first time, and the second time can improve. I think that's fair.
Yeah, the first time is just the best time.
Can you
never forget that one?
Like I think of the Riggo story when Joe Gibbs came to his house and he offered him a beer at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
like imagine anybody involved with that period of Redskins greatness, winning multiple Super Bowls. Ever saying anything close to something like that?
I'm about to call some guys. I'm about to reach out to Boss Dick and say, Boss, did the first one feel like? And how did the second one feel? How about the third one?
You got to reach out to the right guy, though, because, like.
Have you ever had a conversation with Jeff Bossy?
Yes, sure.
He doesn't mind discussing what he wants to discuss.
Right. I'm saying, but a lot of those dudes probably wouldn't be the right person for that analogy.
Well, I'm going to say, I could call. Did Gary go to two?
Gary won two.
I got to talk to Gary. Who else? I'm trying to see the people I would want to talk to.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We got White Brian's Local Hoops Roundup coming up. I want to know who's going to the tournament. We got to make some bets. We're running out of show. Grant and Danny are getting fired up to get in here. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
All right, B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Root. With Wi-Fi capability, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Here's the best part. Root systems are whisper quiet, just like White Brian. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Root's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. B, you got to tell them about the savings, man. The cash matters. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Talking about Rood, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood, It ain't right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
All right, we've been teasing it all day. You got to give the people what they want. White Brian, give us a local hoops roundup. Who's going to the tourney? Who's close? Get us up to speed.
Yeah, the Patriot League tournament starts today. American is the 2 seed. They won't play till Thursday.
I thought they won the conference.
Yeah, they were co-champions with Bucknell.
So why the hell did they get the 2 seed?
I guess Bucknell has the head-to-head.
They toss coin flip.
So does that mean they don't, if AU doesn't win the conference tournament, do they not get that auto bid to the NIT?
I think. I don't know.
Maybe if DA's listening, he'll know. Maybe he could text me.
Ooh.
All right, what's up with Mason?
Yeah, they need to win the A-10 to get in. They're the 2 seed behind VCU. VCU will get an at-large bid, so they don't need to win the tournament.
Mason's got no chance of an at-large?
No, they don't have really any good wins outside of the A-10.
What's up with Howard?
Howard is a 4 in that conference tournament, but, I mean, Harper's probably the best player, so they got a shot.
Where's Harper going to go? You think he goes to the pros, or does he go to just a big college with big money?
It's going to depend how
the
much.
Pros come a call, and he better go.
Sure. If he can be a first-round pick.
Yeah, if he declares, he'd probably be like a late lottery pick.
Oh, then go there. Forget. I mean, you could probably go make $2 million at Ohio State or get a guaranteed 3-year NBA contract. That's such a cool, crazy story. Am I forgetting anybody else locally? Georgetown, GW, nobody's got a shot in the city outside of winning their tournament.
Georgetown could. There could be some chaos in the Big East. Big East isn't that great this year besides St. John's. So,
but they don't have a chance.
What's their record?
They went 7-10 in the Big East. So
and you think they're going to make it?
They have a shot. I mean, a couple years ago, they won
now,
it. As
me
like,
and you have a shot, but we're not going to make it.
It's not likely, no.
I mean, St. John's is good. And, dude, St. John's plays that old school
Patino. St. John's real good.
That Patino defense where you kind of foul constantly and refs just can't call everything. Where
so
is
in other
it?
Words, you dare the ref to call?
Yo, seriously.
Call all of them.
Dude, is the Big East tournament in the Garden?
Yeah, it'll be a home game for St. John's.
Yo, St. John's went 18-0 at the Garden. But Georgetown's only path is to win the conference tournament.
Yes.
Same with GW, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. UVA and Tech are cooked. Maryland's in.
Yeah, Maryland and VCU are the only two that will definitely get in.
What about Towson?
Towson, they went 16-2 in the CAA, but that conference tournament's going to be a gauntlet because Charleston's really good. William and Mary, they're pretty good. And then UNCW is also very good. So it's going to be tough.
Seahawks. Mm. All right, so you have over under 2.5 quasi-local teams making the tournament.
Yeah, maybe even 3.5 because they'll probably be one of those between American, George Mason, and Towson.
So you got Terps in, VCU in, and then either AU, Mason, or Towson?
Yeah, and hopefully two of the three.
VCU, okay. Huh? Maya be happy.
Yeah. Who's coaching at VCU now?
I hope that coach's not doing it.
That I don't know.
All right. And that was White Brian's College Hoops Roundup. Now, let's make some bets. White Brian, you're up. It's the White Brian segment. Losing listeners in droves.
Me and Jeff lost, and everyone else won.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
Caps
about.
Caps was a no-doubter the whole time, man. What do we like tonight, boys?
Give me Atlanta Golf Club over Jupiter Links.
Ooh, a little TGL. All right.
Yeah. I don't know why. Jupiter Links, they just can't get it together.
Okay, well, I'm going to take Jupiter Links tonight.
Hey, you're going to lose.
Jupiter's been bad, and that's Tiger.
Yeah, it's like Tiger might win tonight.
Kispert.
That's why you got to take them. Eventually, they're going to win.
It's the that's the your due theory.
Hmm?
That theory of eventually they're going to.
Eventually, they'll get it right.
That's called the your due theory. Mm-hmm. That, also known as the gambler's fallacy.
Mm-hmm. That's a fallacy. All them gamblers still gambling. And Vegas still building.
White Brian, you doing something weird? I'm guessing you are.
Of course.
No, just the best team in college basketball, Auburn Tigers, -4.5.
Where are they?
Texas A&M.
That's a good game, right? Might have to watch that. On the road, College Station? That Lanville, that looks like a system pick. I don't know that I'm taking it, but it looks like one.
Pick it.
What's Landini taking?
Maine.
What?
Maine.
In what sport?
Maine.
Who are they playing?
Not Maine.
Maine Tech?
I think they're playing UMass Lowell.
In hoops?
Maine.
Here's a historic ACC matchup tonight. Syracuse traveling to SMU. What a joke.
That's crazy.
I mean, speaking of jokes, Oregon's hosting Indiana in Big Ten play. I think I got to do it, White Brian. I'm sorry, buddy. Give me the Aggies, Texas A&M, +4.5.
Ooh. That just sounds so weird, dog.
Thank you to everybody who listened to the show today.
What the hell were you thinking when you said that? When you did it?
Thank you to Barstool Nate. God. Thank you to Alan May. Ooh. Thank you to Berries for Luga. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. Why Brian owes you a ooh.
Ooh.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.